This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we said earlier, not a great day in equities. The Dow off 200-some-odd points. But you know what? Count your blessings, because 25 years ago today, 1987, the Dow closed down 22.6%, the biggest percentage loss by the blue chips then or now, 3,000 points in today's money. I'd love to say we've learned our lesson, but I can't. Here's Dan Bobkoff.
25 years ago, John Herzog was on the trading floor of his firm Herzog Heine Gedold when the floor fell out of the Dow.
Every phone ringing, every trader screaming.
Herzog's father had always warned him that 1929 could happen again. And that day, that's how it felt.
The fear and trembling that comes into your stomach when you experience something like this is something that you cannot forget.
Most experts say the 1987 crash was caused by a few things: interest rate squabbles with other countries, the rise of computerized program trading, and something called portfolio insurance, a way of hedging bets. Things are not too different today, says Professor Richard Silla of NYU. Derivatives and other strategies have taken the place of portfolio insurance, and computers do even more of our trading.
I think that this is a problem for Wall Street. It hasn't really taken to heart that the computers can cause more problems than they solve.
Remember the flash crash 2 years ago? That's when computer trade spurred a short-lived market tumble.
Wall Street, the program traders, the exchanges should also be questioning some of the assumptions that go into trading strategies today.
It was on Black Monday that trader John Herzog thought we'd see fewer crashes if people understood the market better. He decided to create a whole museum on finance to help reach that goal, but
I think we can always see a crash like that again.
In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.